the Native American Rights Fund estimates that the average turnout among indigenous voters during the last six election cycles was 37%. Turnout among white voters averaged around 51%. One reason is that tribal communities have faced historical and geographic obstacles to casting a ballot, including a lack of polling locations and unreliable mail service.
One of the day-to-day challenges that you come to accept.
That's Brian Mason, chairman of the Shoshone Paiute Tribes of the Duck Valley Reservation, which straddles the Nevada-Idaho state line. In previous elections, the nearest polling location was open only on election day, 2 hours away. Mason says a lot of people didn't get a chance to vote.
You know, in the past, it's been, well, if you couldn't make it to Elko, then you just didn't make it to Elko.
This year, voters living on the Duck Valley Reservation or any of the 27 other tribal communities in the state can vote online using Nevada's Digital Effective Absentee System for Elections, or EAS for short. The state developed it in 2014 to allow members of the armed forces overseas and others to cast absentee ballots online. Matilda Miller is with Native Voters Alliance of Nevada, one of the organizations that pushed for the expansion. She says EAS, along with voting by mail, allows Native voters in Nevada to have their voices heard like never before.
I think it's a great opportunity, and I think it's great to see that this voting tool is being expanded to our people.
Opponents of electronic voting have expressed doubts about the EAS system's security. For Miller, those concerns are part of an effort to continue disenfranchising Native voters.
I'm hoping that with more years, more elections, and the more education that's going to continue to happen, that more people are able to take advantage of the system.
As for in-person voting, the Nevada Secretary of State's office says there'll be 18 polling locations open on tribal land on Election Day, as well as 12 early voting locations and 8 ballot drop boxes available to Native voters throughout the state. For National Native News, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.